Hey everyone, we're back with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking the third part and final part of the reunion right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys?
Hey! It's almost like a brand new panel.
I know,
hey, guys.
Right?
We're celebrating.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm joined with this amazing, amazing panel tonight. Amanda Terry, celebrity makeup artist and host.
Hello, hello.
And podcast producer and host, Grant Rutter.
Hi, guys.
Grant's Rants. Yes. It is one of my favorite podcasts.
Well, thank you. You've been a guest multiple times.
Yes, he's amazing. And he has a special.
Yeah, it's a special about this show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It comes out on August 1st. And it's a panel discussing how to save the show. Because in my opinion, this show is creatively dead. So it's called The Plan to Save RHOBH. So check it out if you like, and we'll talk more about it later. August 1st.
The plan's not to stop Camille from crying?
Oh, well, you know, Camille's the least of their problems, I think. I mean, she's one of them, but one of the smaller ones, I think.
Well, I wanted to move into overall thoughts, so why don't we just jump right in there? Grant, your overall thoughts, just of the season in general.
Sure. You know, they're not very positive, but I will say, and for those that are joining us here and watching and listening at After Us, if you've gotten this far, we're 23 weeks in, they're committed, they're into it, or they're not, or they hate watch. So I don't want to be too negative. I'm more a hate watcher. That's more my brand, I guess. But when it comes to the show, I think it's in terrible shape. I think they all need to be let go, and they need to figure out something immediately. I did not enjoy this season, and this reunion was like pulling teeth. But I'm here to discuss. Sorry, that's as positive as I can make it, kids.
Oh my god!
But you know, I will say, I sat on this panel for years talking about Beverly Hills, and I believe that this show can be good. And I really enjoyed analyzing it in the past. It just has fallen apart for me. And I've always said I'm tough on the show because I hold it to a high standard. So
absolutely, Grant's been doing it for years.
How do I follow that,
Mandy? Well, Mandy, I think you have a huge, you know, different perspective. What do you think?
Super, super surprised that LVP is not a part of the show. I think that she's on to bigger and better things, so good for her. I like that Camille's back because she brought the drama, but everybody knows how I feel about her. Love, love, love Denise. I hope they bring her back. And we need Brandy back, okay?
I agree.
It all goes full circle.
Brandy's necessary to reviving the show from the flatline. Oh, go ahead.
Well, seriously, I mean, well, Mandy, we were talking earlier about Brandy and her podcast and what's going on right now. And why don't you just circle and tell everyone what she was saying on her podcast?
She was just basically, what was she saying on her
podcast? Well, basically about Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, that's part of my news, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, we will then do that later.
Yes, so make sure you guys stay tuned.
Okay, so we'll do a tease later.
But yeah, Jen and I got tagged in that post.
Right.
So that's how we... I don't know who tagged me. I don't know. There was no profile picture of it. But we both got tagged in that post.
Well, we all have our opinions. And now, it starts off with Camille right away. Storming off, this whole drama sequence. Grant, you've been doing this for a while. How often does this happen?
Well, there's always a walk-off. In fact, if you watch 90 Day Fiancé, there were like 8 walk-offs that got really annoying after a while. We've seen on Vanderpump Rules. Like, it's a little exhausting because they always come back. They're always threatening. They rip off the microphone, but they always sit back in the chair. So it's almost like Kyle said, so awkward when they like walk back up and they walk past the crew and they step up on the stage and all that. So it's a little much.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know. I think I talked about this in the past, maybe here at AfterBuzz, but like, I don't know if I would ever even walk off because I think it's silly. I think you got to kind of own your stuff and stand up for yourself, because if you don't stand up for yourself, who else is? You know, and then you got to walk back with the tail between your legs to sit down.
It's just awkward.
Yeah. Just like, what do you stand in your truth, defend yourself, and let's go, you know? Because everyone's got time, too. Like, there's, you know, when you shoot a show like this, there's crew on lunch, and there's breaks, and they're long days, so, like, don't waste everyone's time making Andy chase you down in the hallway. And I like Camille. She used to be my favorite of all time. I like Camille, but I think it was a waste of everyone's time.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Andy.
Agreed. And like she had to like unzip her dress and then like Andy came back and tried to get her and then like her left boob was hanging out. It was just like so, it was just so absolutely dramatic and I think she loved it and I think she lived for it and I think she loved the attention and we'll get into that in a little bit.
I feel that she was very emotional and who wouldn't be for everything that she's been through.
It's not an excuse to treat people like crap.
There you go.
I don't care. Lisa, LVP, Camille, it does not matter. Yeah. If whatever you're going through in life does not give you an excuse to treat people like crap. It's excuse. Mm-hmm. Get over yourself. Own your crap. Move on.
Here's the thing about Camille. She is catty.
She decides when she wants to remember.
Yeah, well, she has a selective memory, but she is catty, and that's why people love season one. Camille, that's what made her so iconic to the show.
Very iconic.
But also, people like to see coming from her versus, like, she, you know, she, like, is always trying to appease people, too, and saying one thing and meaning another. But people like when she comes at people like Dorit, which is an easy target, you know? So I kind of like that she is a little bit catty, but with that comes her being bitchy. You know, but is that a bad thing on Real Housewives?
To me, it's like she makes stupid comments to where she can't even, like, justify them.
I think she really did that.
She was caught
like,
a couple
times.
Like,
she really cannot even justify, like, why she's, like literally, it's just all a show. Like, her whole persona, everything, it's a show. She's fake.
Right. She's right. She's, you know, I think there for a lot of the drama, she likes that. But she was playing the victim card a lot one. Crying. I mean, it's
can we get that emoji eye roll?
Well, you have either too many pills or not enough pills. Yeah,
there's crying and then there's like sobbing. I mean, she really was sobbing.
And then she loved when Rena hugged her. She was like, she looked like a little 2-year-old kid like in her mom. Like, it was like, really give it up.
I think all that came from she had a lot of pressure on her because I believe that Lisa Vanderpump, you know, I'm not a fan of, was, you know, giving her a few talking points and these things had to be said. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think. I think when you go in and you have to carry out someone else's agenda,
you're not going to really be able to bring it full force.
No, it's exhausting too because you can't she can't speak her truth in that reunion. She has to maintain a narrative.
No,
I was going to ask
you. It's like when
you
have so many lies, you can't remember what you said.
Well, and that moves into the next topic. It's, is she speaking for Lisa Vanderpump?
Put she's a wacko.
You did. Well, I see.
Okay. I promise.
It's written down.
She's a wacko.
Yes, that is true. But is the wacko speaking for LVP?
And I think it's both.
You think it's both? Okay.
100%.
You know, I can't I can't give her all that credit. It's unfair to say, like, you know, Camille is her own person, blah, blah, blah. I get it. And Camille's going through her own emotions. It's not all scripted.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that this is just funny. Go on, Grant.
I was just saying, I don't think it's all scripted. Camille's responsible for what she says, like her on her own. But I also agree that there were probably some, you know, those index cards we had to study in high school with science. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a few notes written down if you go through the dressing room. And
maybe that's why she ran off. That's why she ran off. She had to go to the dressing room to check the index card to make sure she didn't miss anything. And then she hid it in her dress.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Lisa, no, I am not a fan of her at all. So nothing would surprise me with her. But the thing is, you know, Lisa, if you have something to say, go to the press. Well, finish out your contract and your job that you're getting paid for.
Seriously.
And show up and carry out what you were hired to do.
I think that there's a lot of ego issues here. There's
too much happening. We all have jobs that we don't want to go to because of relationships with other people there. Too bad. She's getting paid good money. I have no respect for that.
It's about being professional and being an adult.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think in the live chat or in our comments.
Am I being too opinionated already?
No. It's usually me, so I'm glad you're here.
Oh, well, you're not going to hear anything positive about Vanderpump with me because I saw it with that woman years ago.
Years ago. Gosh. And this has been reoccurring.
Cedric, Bernie, Adrian. I mean, where are we going here?
Where are we going? Well, let's go into the live read. Let's just talk a little bit, Mandy, about... about this wonderful company, AfterBuzz TV, that we love. Please follow us at AfterBuzz TV and give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, you name it, we're on it.
We love, love, love to hear all of your guys' feedback. We'd love for you guys to be in the comment section with us. Remember, 5 stars, thumbs up. We appreciate you guys so much. And thank you so much for continuing to listen and show us support and giving, making us the ESPN of TV talk. Sorry, I stumbled over my words there.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. You know, there's so much about Camille in this last reunion, which
I feel it
bothered me because there's so many other women and there's so much more to talk about. I feel like that maybe not necessarily that was shown on the show, but there's probably more questions that could have been asked. How do you guys feel?
Well, I mean, there were 7 housewives plus the friend of Camille, and the focus of probably the last, let's say, 6 to 5 episodes have all been around Camille and her content.
Right.
And
or Vanderpump not being there.
Yeah, or the lack thereof someone being present.
Yes, sure.
You know, it's a shame, especially when rumored, I don't know if it's factual, but, you know, someone like Denise Richards was apparently paid $1 million for her first season on the show.
Really?
You know, what is she worth $1 million to you as a viewer of the show? You know, I mean, to me, no. I don't see what she had to bring.
I wonder why they saw that value in her. They might have just were confused about the dynamic and needed something.
I just want to say, I wanted to like her, but the narrative that we had around her a lot was all about Charlie Sheen. Now, she divorced him over 12, 13 years ago.
And I think that's why they saw the value.
Yeah, but I mean, that's old news.
It is, but it also brings something.
Beyond old news.
Mm-hmm. It brings in new audiences. It brings in more drama and press.
Yeah, it does bring in press. It definitely brings in press, but I mean, you know, if you're watching as a new viewer, I'm sure you're very disappointed because Denise didn't really, she wasn't really the focal point of the show.
Right.
Well, I don't really think she got a chance to be. It was Puppygate, you know, and then Camille came in, you know.
Yeah.
And Denise is so neutral, which I love, but tonight we got to see a different side of her.
Well, I think what she did was bring out Camille and Camille's true intent because there's 2 points. One is the house, and then also is the children, and saying, Camille said to Denise, she told me to lie to my children. She didn't say that. So
it's like, does she not remember that everything's recorded?
Right, but here's the thing, is what's going on in her mind.
Right, but that was off camera in an airport somewhere, right? And it was very, like, abstract in how it was set up. Right?
No, that was at a party.
But when they spoke up, they spoke about it
at the kids.
Yeah, they spoke.
I thought it was the snub. So that's a separate.
Oh, the snub. It was okay. You're
the
right.
Snub was off camera. The snub was off camera, and the talking about the kids and the parental thing were 2 separate occasions.
Yep. Thank you.
While they were all drinking.
Got it.
Very important.
And
thank you for that clarification.
But both, I mean, were not true on Denise at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It was. They were just false words that Camille kind of manipulated to seem a certain way. So I'm seeing all these things, and maybe Denise was the scapegoat, and everyone is thinking it's Teddy, or, you know, everything has shifted now. All since LVP has left, now everything has shifted.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Who has whose place.
Right.
It's like everything is different now.
Seriously, it's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, but they've shifted kind of together, and they're all, except for Camille, they're all really tight, and they're not really going to go for each other. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, they're real, I guess now, a real group of friends? Is that what it is? Or for TV cameras? But, like, there's no polarizing player there anymore. Like, look at other housewives. There's feuds.
Right.
There's no feuds here.
Right. And now they just all agree that they don't like LVP, and LVP is doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So now just everything wrapping up on this episode, it's LVP and her, the bomb that Kyle dropped about...
About it being the run-through of the lie detector?
Right. Mm. Her second run-through. What were your thoughts on that?
I wrote down practice run ? I mean...
She swears on her kids' lives. She
for the second time.
Right.
I wouldn't put it past her that this happened.
Oh, no, I absolutely believe Kyle.
Yeah.
What do you think, Grant?
Yeah.
Well, I have a lot to say on this.
Oh.
I think that, the lie detector test is of no surprise. Mm-hmm. We had heard that Cedric was brought on and that they would rehearse lines together mm-hmm. and different things that she would say in her interviews, that those were scripted in first season. I don't know about beyond that, but that was all, you know, those were like a comedian and her would write those jokes. So she would say, you know, my husband and I, different jokes about him. Mm-hmm. You know, we know that she has always had a thirst for fame, and who mm-hmm. doesn't? But she you know, has manipulated the show from the beginning. And of course, she's never going to make herself look bad. So she sure. would go to this test just to test it all out mm-hmm. first. But she had to know that by going to that guy who she got the test from, he's been on many other shows, including Flavor of Love, and I recognized him immediately. So, you know, that's...
Oh my God, I forgot about that
show. That's a few points off right there. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? And, like, she's laughing at her own jokes because apparently... She wrote those questions. I mean, who else is going to write them? The lie detector person isn't aware of what she's trying to clarify.
Sure.
They're just, you know, there to facilitate the test.
Right.
So somebody wrote those. So the fact that she thinks it's so funny that Dorit had a head transplant, I mean, was that scripted too? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't look good for her. That whole lie detector test from the beginning, I thought it was almost like a joke. And I remember saying this on another podcast, that it was like, that was almost like if you were to do a spoof on like the Tonight Show of Housewives, like you lied. Let's go take a lie detector test.
It yeah, seriously, like it's fake. It's so funny.
It was a bad look for her. I'm sure she regrets doing it. Bad move.
Absolutely.
I feel like it made everything worse.
Right.
But, but then someone on the other side could say, well, what could she do? No one would ever believe her. But I mean. A lie detector test is not the way to go. What you do is you show up to the reunion and you defend
yeah.
yourself.
Yes. Yeah. You show up and you just show up, Lisa.
It's like sports. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to like talk about it at home. You're going to go out in the field and do it. Like,
seriously. You know what I mean? No, like, seriously. Show up. It's so ridiculous.
Well, she's now a commentator. I really don't think, I never thought that she was going to come back or even do any of the reunion at all because she's been caught. You know, there's just too much not on her side. There's too much and too many people that she can't manipulate anymore. There's just, I mean, the jig is up.
Yeah, there is nobody there.
That's it.
Jiggy? That's the jig?
Yeah, there's nobody there except Camille that would even help her through those arguments, really. No one's going to come to her aid or her side, unfortunately.
Are you guys surprised at how quick...
Which is probably the real thing.
Are you guys surprised at how quick Teddy caught on to her? Because she was...
Define quick.
Well, I mean, two seasons.
I don't know.
That's pretty quick.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, look how much longer the other girls were on before they kind of started to, like, stick up for themselves.
I hate giving Teddy any credit because... I hate her.
We're
on
not
this
giving
show.
Her accountability.
No, accountability that her, by the way, like she damaged her whole reputation and her accountability brand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why aren't we talking about that? Like
let's talk about it.
I mean, like, you look ridiculous. You came on as the accountable. Now you, as a
I
character.
I don't lie. I never tell lies.
Yep. And now, as like the character that she plays, they brought her on to be accountable. I remember in the press, it was like, oh, what's Beverly Hills going to do with someone who's an accountability coach? Well, now all that is thrown out the window because you basically admitted to lying. So your character type for this show is done. So you shouldn't be on the show anymore. I don't trust her. I don't find her to be accountable. Mm. I'm not interested in her life either. So she, to me, is an easy one. I've said this everywhere, anyone that can find me. Like, she needs the first pink slip. She's done.
I think that's why she
this show riles me up.
I can't stand it. I think that's why she stuck around with Kyle. Because she can't go anywhere if Kyle's her best friend.
Oh, well, then they're going to have to figure it out. Because you know what? Money doesn't... They pay these people a lot of money to be on this show, right?
The Simple Life, Kyle and Teddy.
Oh.
Right?
You know what? People have said it, too, and I'm not alone. Like, people wonder how Teddy even got past, like, the first round of, like, talks.
I think it was just a timing thing with the cast. I truly do.
I think it was a time crunch.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. What are your final thoughts? Final thoughts.
About Teddy?
I'm so verklempt. I need a minute.
I'm just really, really happy that Denise stood up to Camille, and Camille kept saying, I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, I've just been through so much, this year's been really dense, da-da-da-da. It's like, yeah, she's been through a lot, but that's not an excuse, and she literally had no answer to why she said those things.
She's confused.
She's just like, I feel like she just likes to say things to get the attention. And then it comes back to bite her in the butt. Cause when they're like, why didn't you say that? And she's like, I don't know. I can't remember or whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's all for TV. Everything is for TV.
She can't remember. Mm-hmm. She's confused. It comes mm-hmm. full circle.
She's been through a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder what her excuse next season's going to be. I hope she's not back. Ugh. If she comes back, what her excuse next season will be.
I don't mind her, but I just think the show, that she's the least of their problems, but they need to figure something out.
And then what about her saying that she was so sad and so hurt about the wedding, but she literally admitted that she invited them because of production, or production invited them.
I love
them.
That, because Andy always loses his mind.
It's like she's literally going back, and it's like, what? Yeah. Andy looked like he wanted to laugh.
He always loses his mind when they reference anything with production. He's very awkward with things like that, but look, dude, we know.
It is what it is.
This is a production company stamp at the end of the show. We know that they're producers. Assigned to these women, like, we know. I can't, like, we're supposed to believe and buy everything at face value. You know, in 2019, not to do that with anything. I mean, I just can't. No. I'm sorry. I'm so fired up on the show.
It makes me so happy. I love that.
Oh, Grant's Rants 101. I mean, for real, though, I just can't. Like, what else was I going to say about all this?
Look at your note. Oh, you don't have that. Okay. Well, you want to look at some of mine, too?
No, I'm good. No, because I want to really say, like, Dorit came out looking the best out of all of them, and she was the one who put like all this emotion.
You think Dorit looked the best?
That door. Yeah, I do.
She's, tonight?
Tonight, I do. I think she came out the best.
Oh, like looked the best in regards to herself or her appearance, her outfit, and
not
stuff?
Her appearance. I don't know what.
Okay, because that I can't.
Oh, you mean like her plastic surgery?
No, I mean
no. Like, he's saying how she held herself on the show.
Yeah, she's pretty. She came in like she could have really been attacked for that thing with the dog and not being responsible.
She's probably so happy Camille's here. She's like, woo!
She just kind of floated in and floated out of this season. I think, like, if you had to look at their Q scores, I would rate her higher than most of them because, to me, she is so desperate to be on this show.
Yeah.
And the other, which I love, you need that hunger. Where the others, like someone like Erica Jane treats this as a gig. You know, she's got the shoe dazzle thing, she's performing, she's got the reality show, she's got this and that and the third. So, to me, she really doesn't need this show. Mm. And it shows. And she's really not that involved, and it's tired. And I've said this even recently, like, we've told her story, so what else is there? Who else can we talk to? You know what I mean?
Well, let's see what the court says. Yeah. There might be a lot to talk about.
This season was rough, and this reunion, I don't know how they filled the time. We really do not need a three-part reunion.
Well, they did a flashback of Kyle and Lisa. That took about 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the episode.
And what was this, like, produced, like, clip show they had of, like, how to travel
all the way from season one? I know. They were just throwing stuff in. They were just, like, really, really hurting for footage.
They were really trying.
Adrian, you know? They were probably like, Camille, you're probably supposed to stay back there longer and cry more.
Adrian can't come back.
Why not?
Oh, no, because she didn't show up to the read, so that means Lisa can't come back, ever.
Well, right.
Oh, everything's negotiable. I mean, I think they could bring her back. I don't think there's any steadfast
Would we
rules.
Want Adrian back?
Desperation.
I mean, the best thing that we saw about Adrian was with her and her husband. Was like the best part of
Well,
them.
She's not a housewife. She
Adrian
would be a friend.
But Adrian had real money and a real Beverly Hills
lifestyle.
Yeah,
she really does.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Real everything.
Yeah.
I've been giving this a
Except
lot
Except for
thought.
Her plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, that was, you know, real.
Real expensive. Real expensive.
I mean, I keep wondering why I get so, like, caught up in the show, because I really should just, like, ignore it, but it really fires me up. So I've given it a lot of thought, and that's why I put together this panel that I'm doing, find Grant's Rants, about how to save this show. And we're going to go through, we're going to look at the casting and what can be changed and what's good and what needs to be thrown out, and I think a lot needs to be thrown out, so.
I can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. You guys have to tune in for that. That's going to be
the
really
plan
good.
To save our HOBH.
So the only ones that you would want to stay there are who?
Oh, I think they all need to be let go.
Kyle? Even Kyle?
We will definitely.
I think the show needs to be reinvented. I really do. Now, Kyle, I think, is the safest, but I think the whole thing needs to be completely redone.
We'll definitely talk about all of that in predictions.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't we move into news?
Okay, let's get it. All right. So this is from Us Weekly. It says, Lisa Vanderpump slams Camille Grammer and Brandi Glanville's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion drama. So Lisa is standing her ground against her co-stars Brandi Glanville and Camille on Twitter. amid ongoing drama from season 9 reunion. First at Camille Grammer speaks to herself was sent. The Sir restaurant owner 58 recently wrote in a response to an article that addressed the Grammer's claims to that Glanville 46 was the reason LVP decided to skip the reunion. So Lisa Vanderpump is saying that she skipped the reunion because of Brandy Glanville and Brandy didn't even show up.
Right. Right.
Makes no sense. So
I think it had to do with that 30-second like clip they
it
had.
It does. That is, she's not cat. There, you know?
But yeah, she's not even there.
She
yeah.
said she threw her pistachios. She couldn't even believe that they used her name on the show.
And then Camille put, let's be 1,000% clear. Camille came in with a script and all of it was written by Vanderpump. Okay, yeah. So this is a really juicy article if you guys would like to see it. It is on Us Weekly. Check it out because it's pretty juicy stuff.
Thank you for that, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I tend to believe Brandy because Brandy has nothing to lose. She's
and
Brandy lost.
And Brandy's always just speaking out. She's got herself in trouble how many times? Why wouldn't you believe
she
Brandy?
She doesn't care.
She does. Brandy does not care, and that's why I freaking love her.
I love her.
I love her.
Hit your mic kind of love.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Let's move into our predictions.
Oh, man.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. Now, Grant.
Oh, God.
You can go off for however long you'd like. Let's talk first off what we think is going to happen next season, if there's going to be a next season, and who will be on.
They got a lot of work to do. What they need to be doing is they need to put this show on the shelf for a while.
Okay, tear down.
We don't need to go into production right away. I think there's a lot of creative problems they have to fix. I'm going to get into all this on the other show, but I think that they got to kind of like regroup a lot. And I think Andy kind of realizes that there's been this kind of lay low mentality since taped this reunion. I think they realize that social media is just out of control. There's a lot of people who are really unhappy with the show. And I think that has a lot to do with it. I think that they're going to have to really sit down and really plot and plan. Don't run right back in 2 months and plan trips and have all these people, the same faces come back. Because in my opinion, it's not working.
Mm. Okay. And what's your prediction for next season?
I'm hoping to see a whole new lineup of women holding new diamonds.
Who would you want to see?
You know, that
if you okay, if you
people
could,
get
if you,
paid big money if, to cast
you,
these
if
shows.
If you could bring in two people, who would they be?
Oh, I'd have to really think about that. I mean, I love Kim, but I mean, Kim Richards.
Oh,
but that's the thing. Though, this show needs to be reinvented.
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah,
this show needs to be reinvented. So I'd have to really think of who. And like, now, of course, I can make a wish list, but who would actually do it is another question. Mm. You know what I mean?
I would love Yolanda Foster. Or I'm sorry, I know Yolanda Foster was on it, mm-hmm. but who was the? Now I'm forgetting her name. She was on Desperate Housewives.
Oh, Nicolette Sheridan.
Yeah. Who ended up with?
You know, the thing is, though, you like they did the same thing with Denise. They grabbed these names, but, you know, is Nicolette going to play ball? Is she going to be outlandish and forward and revealing Ooh. On the show? That's the thing. I mean, it's just to have Nicolette in the title, does that mean anything if she doesn't deliver a story? Like, I believe Denise didn't do anything. So
I mean, she slept with two of their husbands. She had two of their husbands first, so I feel that would be a good starting point.
Yeah, but the two women get along, so it's like, I don't know, it's all old news.
Do they, though? Once production comes in, you never know.
Yeah. I really do want to think about that question, though. On the way home, I don't think about who could be on this show that we haven't seen yet?
Yeah. Hmm. Mandy, what do you think in your predictions?
Okay, keep Kyle. I feel like Erica's on her way out, even though I love you so much, Erica. I hope you stay. I honestly think that she's on her way out. Rinna, we have to keep Rinna. Love Rinna so much. Dorit.
She's earned her spot.
I think
she's earned her spot.
I think they're gonna keep her. I really do. Camille, honestly, I don't know what they're gonna do. I really don't. Because I feel like Camille might. She couldn't handle the reunion, and she doesn't seem like she's in good spirits. So if they start right away, it's gonna be a freaking car crash.
Mm.
It's gonna be it's gonna be really crazy. But I want to see somebody new. I want somebody like completely new.
Yes,
but you have to bring Brandy in. Like, I'm sorry.
Ooh. Longer than 30 seconds.
Yeah, please.
That was just disrespectful. I mean, yeah. You know, it's like I put out an Insta story today because I talked about it on one of the shows. But I said, like, she's a fan favorite and they're going to, like, because of Lisa Vanderpump, who's not even on the show anymore, they don't want to disrespect her. So now they're going to kick Brandy out. Like, it's ridiculous.
Forgot. I love Denise. I love Denise. Please keep Denise. But Denise needs to bring it. I just think that she needs to bring more. Like, it's. I feel like Denise. It's like it was mostly like family life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then again, it depends on what happens during the seasons. Like, you know, like the fires were part of the season, so we saw some of that with her. So, I really hope that it's more eventful next season with Denise because I love her.
Yeah. I need somebody to dig up Cedric, Lisa Vanderpump's house guest season one. Because there's a lot being said and there was a lot that we heard from him. And now at the time when he was really a hot topic, everyone was on team LVP. But now people are really kind of figuring things out.
I'd be curious
to see where he's at today and what kind of blanks he can fill in.
Cedric, if you're out there. Literally, tweet us, comment something.
I couldn't find him on Twitter. I couldn't find him.
I bet you he's just completely off social media. I don't know. I think that that's a great point.
He knows things.
He does. He has secrets. Secrets revealed. Seriously. There's no secrets revealed episode here. Unless if it's, you know, literally by
Tell me though, really,
anyone.
This season, are they doing a secrets revealed?
No.
Oh, thank God.
They're not.
Oh, I used to say that. I used to say that wasn't in my contract. I'm not watching that crap.
Oh my God. I hated that
so much.
But there's no secrets. I mean, there's nothing going on.
The three-part reunion is enough.
They've really dragged it out.
Yeah.
I don't feel like anything exciting happened at all in the three-part.
Right. They truly could have just done one.
They probably could have done one. Yeah. It could have all been done in one.
I want to just say, like...
One and done.
Even though I think the producers did not do a good job this season, like, the thing is, like... Bravo ordered 23 episodes. They had to fill their time.
Yeah.
They had to create something. And, you know, I think they tried with bringing in Brandy for that lunch. I think they tried with having Kim face off for like the ninth time with Lisa Rinna.
They seem so desperate. Look at all the people they brought.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
just... I'm thinking, too, that maybe they sent them to France just to give it a little extra something there.
We just got a tweet from Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, we did.
Should we read it?
Sure.
Yes, @Andy, I pass lie detector. We have the footage on iPhone, and then when Prediction heard of it, they wanted to film it. Oh my God, this is exciting. Hang on.
Oh, great. Developing.
They want it. Yeah, it literally just popped up. Okay, come on, Twitter. Okay. Sorry. Production heard of it. They wanted to film it, so it was scary in front of camera crew, but yes, I passed it twice.
Well... We're not denying it.
I'm sorry.
That you didn't pass it.
We're just questioning the validity of a lie detector.
It's not even admissible in court.
It's
70% of the time it's accurate.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look, especially if you're saying, like, my word is my word, and then you have to, like, do that.
I'm sorry, but she should know you can't trust anything that has to do in regards to, like, production. Like, anybody... It's just so easily could have been manipulated. So why even waste your time?
It doesn't help you, Lisa.
It's not help. It just makes it look...
She needs a media coach.
I would be the type of person to honestly be like...
Online.
I would be the type of person like, if I lie... I don't need a lie detector test. Like, no, you don't believe me. That is what it is. Like, honestly, why would you do that? It looks so dumb. Yeah.
She should call up her friends. Like, really, Radar Online, Daily Mail. She's got lots of friends in places that can help her to maneuver this media storm. Just saying. More than I have.
From what I know, in my experience, I have not heard her call in to any place that I've worked. So I will just put that there. But I do think that, you know, they mentioned that other people could call for her.
Yeah,
so, I mean, these questions that she created and everything that's happening are just kind of... It's making sense. Go ahead, Mandy.
Before I forget, the anonymous source statement...
Right.
It's anonymous for a reason. How can they ever say that? What did it say? They said, what were the exact words?
Radar Online, the owner, said she has never called in and been herself or an anonymous source.
Okay.
How is that statement even valid?
Yeah, right. Saying that she's...
How does that make any sense? Anonymous is anonymous.
Right.
I get what you're saying. Again, media coaching.
I forget which one of the housewives.
Just help her out.
One of the housewives mentioned, like, I think it was Kyle, that Radar Online is not out staying up at night worried that they're depicting Lisa Vanderpump the wrong way. That's a, because the president or the owner of Radar Online spoke out about this.
Right. They wouldn't just say that.
That is just another whole thing.
I'm just laughing.
So that's like a favor. That's what that is. I mean,
it's so ridiculous.
You know what, too?
No, really.
It's actually like comedic.
Think back to all the stuff that has been said about people on Radar Online specifically, never even mind the media.
Right.
And they're worried about Lisa Vanderpump.
Right.
There's willingly, like, you know, voluntarily.
You know what I just realized, too?
I'm sorry.
With how everything has evolved. Green. It's all about money. No, everything has evolved with the way that the media has worked, the way that the television, social media. 10 years ago when this show started, Lisa Vanderpump was not doing this. Well, I'm saying because there was not the same media outlets. There's not the same stuff going on. Right. Now we have everything developed in a totally different way than a lot of people are even able to comprehend. And she doesn't really know how to manipulate this. So I'm just realizing now kind of how things have evolved and how she has not evolved with all of that. Yeah. So there's holes in her story. I mean,
that's such a good point.
Say what you want about Teddy, and I've said a lot because I do not like her, but she did sit on the couch. She shut up and she said, yeah, I lied about it. It probably ruined her brand, but you know, she said it.
She owned it. And what did Camille do? Run off and unzip her dress and her boob hang out.
My point is, what did Lisa Vanderpump do? Not a damn thing.
She didn't show up.
Yeah, she couldn't even come.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what's interesting is that she's only appeared once on Watch What Happens Live since this show began earlier this year. And I'm wondering,
you're talking about Lisa.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay.
Well, why did they not? Do you remember when Kim Richards was in rehab and they had a one-on-one with her?
Yeah.
Like, there's none of that. She just flat out wouldn't do it. She wouldn't even have to reunite with anyone. It would be a one-on-one with Andy. They didn't
do it. It's just
the
fact of the viewer, the callers calling in with questions. Yeah. She probably didn't want to deal with it. She does not want to be in the hot seat whatsoever. She just wants to be out.
It could have been pre-taped. Half Watched What Happens Live is pre-taped.
That right there, though, is enough said.
Well,
by
also,
her not even doing that.
Yeah, you don't have control also what Andy asks her.
Or the viewers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and what he chooses from the viewers, you know, because that all is filtered through.
Yeah, they do take calls. Yeah.
So, well, all of it, it's all filtered through, and she, I'm sure, will know that he will want to press those buttons, and she's not ready to answer. So,
I don't think she's ever going to answer.
No, I don't think so either.
It's a bad look all around, right? You know?
So, final thoughts. This was the last episode of this season. Super long, super dragged out. I personally think that they're not going to take your advice, Grant, and they're going to do their own thing, have the same people doing the same stuff.
Well, if they want free advice, I'm giving it out on Grant's Rant Hollywood Talk, the plan to save RHOBH. Really, I am, because we're going to go through the whole thing. I'm serious, because this has got me so fired up, especially with the casting. I mean, that's an easy thing, and people get paid big money to cast these shows.
That shocks me. I feel like they didn't hire anyone and just say, okay, roll everyone over. Let's just continue the same people, and then let's see if we can get a few extras, but probably not.
Yeah. The thing is, I stand on, I'm far left on how this show could be changed, but the folks that I'm going to have on the panel are all over the place as far as like what they view. It's not so extreme, so you know, everyone will have something to kind of relate to. Right. You know, I'm really like, you know, fire them all, but not everybody. I know that that's not going to happen.
Off with their heads.
And I know that other people want to keep
just
a
put Grant on the show.
No. Actually, you would be great. You and
that
PK.
That would be hilarious.
PK. Oh, God.
You would bring PK. In the British humor.
Wait, Grant, I know you love PK so much.
Oh, God. No, now I'm going to get in trouble. PK.
You know what thing. I like.
Oh, God, that thing. I can't.
Well, final thoughts with you, Mandy.
I'm off. I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
I love it.
I'm really disappointed.
You're disappointed.
Like, honestly, three parts for that. That was a waste of footage, a waste of everything. It was just... Wow.
Well, you
that's
know...
That's all I... Honestly, I'm like... That. I'm disappointed.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. Yeah. I get it.
It's just... You know.
Oh, she's gonna Camille it. Camille!
Hug
Camille's
me,
in studio.
Hug me. Okay.
Oh, and you're wearing green.
I
look
know,
how
I
cute.
Saw,
you
I
guys actually
that.
Match.
I did see that.
Yeah. Well, you
Camille
know,
was wearing the blue and Rinna was wearing the green.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Camille.
We have Rinna and Camille in studio. How fabulous. I'll be Andy.
I'd rather be Rinna.
Oh, God.
Well, that was our season.
I'll be Denise. I want to make $1 million, allegedly, to sit around.
Honestly.
Written houses. Who cares, you know?
She still lost all her stuff. It's still very sad. Mm-hmm. All of it's very sad, including the season.
Yeah. I guess I should say I don't... Oh God, I feel like I don't hate any of these women, but I don't want to see them on the show. Okay, I just feel like people are gonna think I'm like go after them.
No.
I don't hate any of them. I'm just not interested in any of you.
This is the point for this opinions,
right?
That's exactly it's why they do the show.
Completely disinterested. I'm sorry.
So I'm sorry, Grant. I did your opinion wasn't quite clear.
Yeah, wait, how do you feel about the show, Grant? How do you feel about the people?
No holding back, Grant.
I believe I opened the show by saying it was creatively dead.
It's like me with Camille. Everybody knows how I feel.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, all right.
I can't wait to hear your podcast. And this is August 1st.
I'm awful. Yes.
August 1st. So... You know,
yeah, you know a little bit of what you're going to get.
Exactly.
I love it.
Grant, tell them where they can watch your show and find you everywhere on social media.
Unfortunately for you, it's only audio, so you don't have to watch me look like a jackass. You just have to hear it. It's on YouTube, on Grant's Arts Hollywood Talk YouTube channel, but also it's anywhere you can find podcasts, and that's really kind of where I want everyone to go first is find it. Grant's Arts Hollywood Talk podcast. Thank you very much.
What's up, guys? This is Amanda Terry here. You can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I. And please, please keep a lookout for my event coming up October 6th. You can follow my page at Epic LA Official.
Oh, thank you. Hey, guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can follow me at Jennifer Leone TV. Please keep tagging, talking, and please give us a thumbs up at AfterBuzz TV. Follow us, like us. Comment. We want it all. And please give us your comments here. Our video.
Oh,
all of it. And
we'll
love it.
Guys.
5-star rating, you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next year. Thank you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.